Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. HuntworthGear.com. And by Hunting Beast Gear, innovators in mobile hunting gear. You can maximize your opportunities for success with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and saddles at HuntingBeastGear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, fall fun in Florence County, mid-season bow hunting strategies, and why you should contribute to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm is in Alexandria, Minnesota this week for the World Walleye Championship. We'll catch up with him again next week. I've been working indoors mostly on my annual Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special this month. The show will air in November on FanDuel Sports in Wisconsin, Minnesota, both Dakotas and Northern Iowa, and it will also air on PBS stations and on a number of community media stations in Wisconsin. We will also post the entire show on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel, and we'll have updates on Facebook at Deer Hunt WI. Our friends at Hunting Beast Gear are offering a 10% discount on any purchase of tree stands, climbing sticks, saddles, and other accessories. To get that discount, visit huntingbeastgear.com and enter the promo code DANSMALLODW10. And our newest sponsor is Dex Finger Light. It's a compact flashlight that fits any finger and makes headlamps obsolete. Finger Light puts light right where you need it. It has three light modes, a white low and a white high beam, and a green stealth beam that won't spook game. It's really durable, it's waterproof and rechargeable, and with the carrying case, it's on sale right now, but you can save an additional 15% on any order you place. Visit fingerlight.com and use the promo code DANSMALL15. You can find details on both offers on my Facebook page at Dan Small Outdoors. And by the way, this week's giveaway is a Dex Finger Light and carrying case. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email me at dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and phone number or email information and mention Finger Light Giveaway. Coming up, J.C. Chamberlain reports on the first month of bow season. Florence County Director of Economic Development Eric Prince invites us to enjoy the fall colors, hiking and ATV-UTV trails, plus great hunting and fishing. And David Clutter explains how you can contribute to the management of public lands with a small donation to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Want a compact light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeps your hands free to climb, navigate trails, or tinker at home. Three light modes, durable, waterproof, and rechargeable, invented for surgeons but developed by hunters. Dex Fingerlight is faster, easier, and stealthier than a headlamp. Use our discount code DanSmall15 for 15% off any order at Fingerlight.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear. Industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Madison Outdoor Report brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on State Highway 14 just west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them on the web at pappastradingpost.com. Joining us once again is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Well, you're quite welcome. Well, fall weather finally got here this week. How did the warm weather affect deer behavior and movement, if anybody was out to know, to see what was going on?
You know, reports from guys, definitely things had been a little bit quieter, but, you know, honestly, I was actually out not long after we had talked last, and it was one of the cooler evenings that we'd had in the mid-70s. Actually had a really good sit. I was sitting in an alfalfa field that typically is pretty good in the early season, and I ended up actually seeing all but two of our deer that we wanted to see mature buck-wise anyway. I think it was counted 6 3-year-old deer or older that we know of, for sure to be that old anyway.
Wow.
So, a really good sit. None of them quite got in position for a shot, you know, at least not before it got too dark anyway. Just a really, really fun sit.
And they were there and they were out. You think because it was cooler, or have they been active in this 80-degree weather?
No, we were actually getting pictures, you know, in that area. Not tons of pictures, but the occasional picture. And even after that, you know, we still continued to get a few pictures here and there. All that activity would have been from about, you know, 6:15 until dark. But even through the hot weather, we were still getting pictures. For sure. The water holes had picked up a little bit. You know, they still got to eat. They still got to drink. They might not do it quite as often during that hot weather, but still going to do it.
Yeah, a friend of mine sent me a nighttime trail cam photo of a couple of bucks locked antlers over a little tiny water hole, and their reflection is in the water hole. It's just really a great shot.
That'd be a pretty cool picture to see, for sure.
It would have been fabulous during daylight, but hey, we'll take it anytime.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that we've kind of noticed over the years, like I was talking about that sit, is, you know, even on that field, we have 3-4 different cameras around that field, and on a water hole that's not too far off it. And I saw, I think, ended up counting 17 different deer that evening. You know, and we got pictures of only a handful of them.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of these deer moved around the field quite a bit. So it's not uncommon, you know, even with trail cameras, we always think we're seeing everything, but I don't believe that we definitely are. So.
Yeah, we have found that up north, too. My son has said it a number of times, I need more cameras because the deer walk between them, whether they're doing it intentionally or just because you've got more land than cameras can cover. But that's a nice problem to have. Well, what are the deer doing now? They should be, I don't know, it's a couple of weeks before there should be rut activity, right?
Yeah, we're getting into that where they're going to start to kind of get in a little bit more into that swing. A lot of places, I know here crops are coming off like really, really fast. Beans, most guys are just about done with beans. We've even seen a few of them starting on corn. So I would expect things to be off much sooner this year. So that part of it's going to change the food sources a little bit. Also, because we're getting close to the rut, now is actually kind of one of my favorite times because they start picking up that scraping activity. And a lot of times those older deer, you know, they'll kind of get into a pattern where, you know, they're hitting a certain scrape or taking a certain route, you know, every evening or every other evening, checking those scrapes and refreshing them, you know, trying to kind of take inventory of who's in the neighborhood. So it can be a great time of year to ambush one of those deer.
And how do you hunt them?
I usually, if I can, I hopefully find a scrape and then try to stay as far downwind of it as I can, or at least know, have a general idea of what direction they're coming from when they're coming to use that, and then try to play the wind so that they're not getting a whiff of me before, you know, they get there.
Uh-huh. And are you using scent or hanging vine or rope? What are you doing?
I kind of got all of the above out there. Typically on the same properties anyway, we'll have deer using those same licking branches or vines year in, year out. Some of them I have that are, you know, ropes. We do have a few that are just grapevines that we cut off. And then some of them are just natural branches, but I think any of them can work. If I have a branch, I'll use the branch. If it's in an area where there isn't, then we'll either put in a grapevine or use a rope.
Okay. And then scent, are you using an attractor scent, a doe urine scent, or what?
So usually early season, when I say that, I'm talking actually even back as far as July, when I'll generally put them in. That would be more of the forehead gland scent. It's actually a synthetic. It's just something that kind of piques their curiosity and gets them there. This time of year is when we'll start switching into something like a branch butter, or, you know, even a scrape gel. I try to kind of veer away from estrus just yet. Typically, that wouldn't be until right around the 20th to 25th of October, somewhere in there. I feel like if I get in there too soon, it could actually spook them more than it does anything. So.
Yeah, they might be confused. Now, what's she doing here, right?
Yeah, it's like, ooh, this is a little early, but yeah. You never know. I mean, we've seen them chasing or pushing does around pretty early.
Sure.
It kind of just depends on when she comes into cycle.
Yeah. Well, are people coming in with equipment problems that you can solve in short order?
Yeah, definitely still seeing some stuff that's, you know, being used or abused or, you know, just a mishap here or there. Most everything now, even drop off, we're usually within the week. So it's been pretty quick turnaround time. As everybody gets in the woods, we're probably going to see an increased volume. So, you know, if something does happen or you haven't got those bows or crossbows out yet, I would definitely urge you to do it. That way, if we need to fix anything, we can do it quickly.
And how about during the season practice? A lot of people shoot before the season and then they go sit in a tree. I know you practice during the season, but what's your advice on that?
It's definitely something that I would still highly recommend that guys take, you know, a few minutes here or there, you know, every couple of days. It doesn't have to be a lot of arrows this time of year. Honestly, myself even practicing, I'll typically go out and shoot maybe a dozen arrows. Pick some different yardages, shoot one or two, you know, move up or move back, one or the other. mix it up a little bit, and it's just to stay fresh, right? Keep that muscle memory that you spent all summer building. It'll just make things that much easier come crunch time.
Uh-huh. Are you a saddle hunter?
I've done a little bit of it. It's definitely something that I've been playing with and helps me bounce around and try a few different spots without getting, you know, real heavy or having to have a perfectly straight tree.
Mm-hmm. Before we let you go, store hours?
We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
All right. Well, good luck to you and Randy and everyone else there at Pappas Trading Post, and I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks, and we hope to hear of some dead deer on the ground by then.
We should definitely be able to do that. I know we got youth season coming up here, so Haley's been chomping at the bit to get out there. So.
Wonderful. Yeah.
She's ready to rock and roll, and she usually does a good job.
So. All right. Well, good luck to her.
Yeah, good luck to everybody out there and all the youth heading out.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. That was J.C. Chamberlain with the Madison Outdoor Report from Pappas Trading Post, Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, located on Highway 14, just a mile or so west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Wisconsin's hunting seasons are underway, but the big one, the firearms deer season, is still a little over a month away, and you and I know that many hunters wait until a few days before, if not on their way to their hunting camp, to buy their license. And many of us will also be purchasing antlerless permits throughout the season, and whenever you purchase a license or renew a boat or recreational vehicle registration, either online or in person, there's also the option of making a donation to something called the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. We've talked about this before, but joining us now to tell us what this fund is all about and share some news is David Clutter. He's the executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin, and their website is wisconservation.org. And if you put a slash and cherish there, you'll go right to the Cherish site. Well, David, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
As always, thanks for having me, Dan.
You're quite welcome. This just in, the Natural Resources Foundation is a sponsor of this year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, and that will air just before gun season in November. Thank you so much for coming on board, and we're happy to help get the message out about Cherish Wisconsin.
Well, thank you, and absolutely happy to do so. Yeah, it's a pleasure working with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking with you. You folks have so much going on, from the field trips to other endeavors, and actually, on this past week's Wisconsin Public Radio, there was a story in Wisconsin Life, and that's available on the Wisconsin Life website, I think, about one of your special trips. I think it was to a bat cave.
Yes. Well, you know, Christine Tanzer, who's been with us now for 28 years, and Kim Kreidinger run our field trip program, and they just do such an amazing job thinking about really providing unique opportunities for the citizens of Wisconsin to get out there and explore nature. You know, and that can be everything from, you know, boat rides to tagging sturgeon to banding birds and everything in between. They do a great job.
Thank you. And being at a bat cave at sundown and then again at sunrise. It was, I haven't
done
that one.
That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it is. I've been on a couple of your trips. They are always interesting. And Speaking of interesting, your 40th anniversary is coming up next year. It's hard to believe.
It is. I know. We were founded in 1986, founded as a friends group to the Wisconsin DNR. So, you know, to this day, you know, that's still in our bylaws, and we're really a nonprofit that is focused on supporting public land management primarily. And, you know, Cherish is a part of that.
It certainly is. And for folks who are not familiar with the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund, the endowment level recently hit $3 million. It seems it was just over $1 million last year. How did that happen?
I came back to the foundation in 2019 as executive director. And that time, I think it was around 2020 that it hit $1 million.
Uh-huh.
But then by 2023, it hit $2 million. And then by 2025, this year, it hit $3 million. So about every 2 years, we're adding another $1 million to the Cherish Fund.
Wow. And where does that money come from?
Well, primarily, you know, folks that are on the Go Wild system, getting hunting, fishing licenses, registrations. So really, it's citizens that are listening to programs like yours that are supporting this. And usually, right, these gifts are in the neighborhood of about, you know, $4. But boy, it makes a difference, you know, when you can do that at scale.
Yeah, I guess so. And we'll talk about how you can do that. But now, what do you do with this money? So you got $3 million in an endowment. What happens
right.
with that money?
Yeah, so an endowment is, you know, a permanently restricted fund. You can call it the principal or the corpus. So all the money that comes into that fund is not spent. So what we do is we work with TIAA. We invest those dollars and we generally shoot for, say, 6 to 7% growth per year because we want to keep up with inflation. But then we distribute about 4.75% each year. So that endowment grows. Right. The principal grows based on our investments. But then we take about 4.75% of that and we put that on the ground for restoration and management on public lands throughout the state. And then the other, you know, 2 to 3% goes back into the fund to keep up with inflation. So that's generally the mechanics of it and how it works.
For instance, what kinds of projects do you do?
A lot of it is, you know, invasive species work, buckthorn, honeysuckle, which, you know, are tick magnets, by the way.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's not great habitat. But once you get that buckthorn, honeysuckle out of there, you get native plants that'll come back in that helps support wildlife. So wildlife thrives. But, you know, restoring wetlands, grasslands, forests, the oak community here in the state of Wisconsin, oak savannas, oak woods, a lot of those are being outcompeted by maple or other invasive species like some of the buckthorn, honeysuckle, and other things that we talked about. And, you know, when those are in the understory of oaks and you have these giant oaks that are 300 years old and they die, there's not that younger generation of oak to come back in. So there's a real threat to lose oak communities throughout the state if we're not thinking about managing for invasive species, if we're not thinking about prescribed fire and thinking about oak regeneration. So a lot of the restoration work that's happening is really focused on restoring native communities throughout the state and supporting wildlife ultimately.
Now, we've talked about this before. The DNR owns, and we, being residents of the state, we own a lot of public land. Isn't there enough staff and money to do the things you're talking about without the Cherish Fund coming in?
Oh, my goodness. No, we need millions more. Not only do we not have the capacity to manage the land, you know, through DNR employees or contractors, we just don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So the need is far greater than the resources that we have at this time. So, you know, Cherish is one tool, one strategy for, you know, helping plug that hole.
Okay. And I suppose with recent federal cuts, there's even less money going around.
Yeah, that doesn't help. There are a number of federal grants that, you know, we have secured over the years for public land management. And, you know, those have dried up. Cherish is one tool to help us provide some funding to plug those holes. But yeah, it's on the project side that those federal dollars can be really meaningful. At least at this time, you know, it's looking like we're not going to have much available from the federal government. But through Cherish and through programs like Knowles Nelson Stewardship, which if reauthorized, there is restoration and management dollars in that program for the first time. And that is non-bonded money. And I think in the governor's budget, they had pitched about $5 million for restoration and management, which would be fantastic because we could use Cherish dollars to match those. We could use our other endowment and grant dollars to match those and really stretch those dollars out and get a lot done.
Yeah, well, people sometimes, their eyes glaze over when you throw numbers at them and you talk about projects like this. But a couple of points in a recent news story in the Wisconsin Outdoor News about your $3 million endowment and about the Cherish Fund, the average donation, as you mentioned, is just over $4. And yep, about 88% of donations come from hunting and fishing license sales. And yet only about 5% or less of those of us who buy these licenses actually donate to Cherish. And it's so easy to do. I do it every time I buy a license or permit, dollars or $5. And I know a number of people who do, but I think you're quoted in there as saying if everybody did just $2 every time they buy a license, you'd put $3 million into the fund every year. I mean, that's
every year.
That's the potential, but we're not hitting that potential.
No, and that's why, you know, thanks to folks like you to help spread the word on this and how important it is. You know, because, yeah, you know, $2 on top of that, you know, you're creating an extra, you know, $3 million a year. If you just, for ease of math, think about a 5% distribution rather than a 4.75, and we've vacillated between 4.5 and 5%. But, you know, 5%, $3 million, that's $150,000 on the ground every year.
Wow. Yeah.
Over time, you know, that is going to continue to grow. But yeah, you know, $2, if everyone gave just $2, that's $3 million every year. You know, that's ideally what we'd be shooting for, but we need to, we need to get the word out there so folks know how important these dollars are.
All right. Well, we are getting the word out, and walk us through how you do it. Let's say I go to my Go Wild account, I buy my license, then what?
Very simple, right? When you buy your license, when you're checking out, there's just a little box and it says the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoor Fund, and the minimum donation is $2. You can give as much as you want or not. It's as simple as that. And then the $2 is just added to the fee that you pay for your license, and that's that. In terms of the mechanics, you know, those dollars go through the Go Wild system to the DNR, then DNR on a quarterly basis moves that money to NRF, and then we move that money to TIAA, which is permanently invested, and the cycle continues each year. And I should mention too, and this is important, that, you know, it's not the state giving a nonprofit the money per se. This is a legislated fund.
Uh-huh.
So the Natural Resources Foundation back in 2012 under Charlie Luthen, our former executive director, worked with the DNR and the state legislature to create the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoor Fund. I think in that year, it was the only piece of legislation that had unanimous support among the legislators. This is what we can do together, you know, if we sort of break out of our politics really and think about what we value as people here in the state. And regardless of your political stripe, we all value, I believe, the natural world. We love clean water. We love clean air. We love wildlife. And so this is something that we can do together. And I think what they achieved in 2012 and 13, you know, is a great lesson for all of us. You know, we can do these things when we come together around our shared values.
Amen to that. I think everyone listening would agree that we do value our natural resources. Many of us use them on an almost daily basis or at least seasonally, and we depend on them. Without clean water, clean air, and clean forests and parks to go to, we'd be a much diminished state for sure.
You got it.
David, thanks so much for joining us, and we will send folks to the Cherish little box there to click and make a painless donation when they buy their license, and let's see if we can't get a couple more $1 million in that endowment next year.
Well, that'd be wonderful. And, you know, I wish I could get a cup of coffee for $2.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to put it. Absolutely. Well, we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Folks, that was David Clutter. He is Executive Director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Their website is wisconservation.org/cherish for the Cherish Wisconsin Fund that we've been talking about. And as we mentioned, if you haven't bought a license yet, or when you buy your license this year or any DNR-related permit, you can donate a couple dollars or more to the Cherish Fund. I think you should do it. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Every year, there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond. And keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side. Learn more at dnr.wi.gov.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about activities and possibilities there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us once again for our monthly chat about what's going on in Florence County is Florence County Economic Development Director and President of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce, Eric Prince. Eric, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, it's great to be back, Dan. Always enjoy talking with you.
Well, you guys kind of get the jump on fall colors up there in the Northeast. And in fact, you were telling me before we started recording, your colors probably peaked this past weekend.
Yeah, last weekend was absolutely beautiful. Sunday, I went out in the UTV with some friends, and I think it was almost 80 degrees. And the colors were, in some areas, you know, the leaves had already fallen. But the colors, they were beautiful on Sunday. And then we had, at the beginning of the week, we had some rain and storms and wind. So that took some of that away as well. But I did go to the top of Kai's to do a fall color report. And there's still colors out there. You know, I think that this weekend, if people want to come up, they're still going to see them. It might be a little bit cooler. It's not going to be 80s. But you're still going to see 60s. And as long as we have sunshine, those colors are going to still be bright. So I'm hoping to have a third really strong weekend.
Yeah, and in fact, dazzling maples are wonderful, but I like the more subdued colors of the oaks and the aspen, the golds and the burnished bronze kind of colors. So I'm happy to see those colors. And then the leaves are just cascading down, and that's an kind of an event in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Last weekend, the day before, I had gone out to camp, and I was telling the guys that when I was driving into camp, the sun was coming through in a way that the yellows and the golds, it was just amazing. So I think that's why we call camp heaven.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Are you guys getting ready for deer season, or were you just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sure are.
Okay.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, well, it's always a fun week.
Well, it is, and that's about a month away, and we will talk to you again before that. But meanwhile, we've got a good chunk of October left. What is there going on in Florence County that we might take advantage of?
You know, I think it's just the nice weather. We do have a couple of events. October 15th, Wednesday, the ADRC of Florence County, they have a hiking group. They do 12 hikes a year, and they're doing their last one. It's at Fiume East at 1 o'clock. You have to register and get in touch with the ADRC, but this is for our active seniors over the age of 60. You can call them at 715-528-4890. That's 715-528-4890. And then the following weekend, on October 25th, a lot of people know it as LEFS, and it's now the 101, and they're having a game feed that's located out on 101. It's 10 bucks a plate, runs from 11:30 a.m. till 4. And then profits go to the American Legion post 211 here in Florence. They're going to do 50-50 raffles and some other raffles and just trying to raise money for a good cause. So there's a couple of things going on, but you know, over the next couple weekends, I think it's going to be the ATVs and UTVs, people getting out there and enjoying our forest and maybe going out, snapping some pictures at a waterfall, that kind of thing. So it's going to be a nice fall.
Yeah, for sure. Now you mentioned ADRC. What does that stand for?
Aging and Disability Resource Center,
okay.
Florence County.
All right. So that group then puts on these hikes, and the last one is October 15th.
Okay. October 15th.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, you mentioned the waterfalls. How are they looking this time of year? It's been dry throughout most of the state until this past weekend where we had a little rain. How are they holding up?
They're holding up pretty good from what I can tell. You know, I drive over the Pine every day. I'm down by the Popple, and there's a few of the other waterways that I see, and I haven't seen anything. You know, we had quite a dry time last season.
Yeah.
We're not down to those levels, and the rain has certainly helped. People are talking about, you know, we're going to see more precipitation, and according to the Farmer's Almanac, maybe we'll see a whole bunch of snow this season for the snowmobilers. So one can only hope.
Yeah, okay. You have a new bike trail, I understand. We just mentioned it briefly last time, but that's at the top of Kai's Peak?
Yes. When people come into town, and if you go to the Kai's Peak ski hill, there is an access road. It's called the Scenic Overlook Access Road, and you can take that and go to the top of Kai's Peak. A lot of people go up there to check out the colors. That's where I do my report from. You can even go up there and stargaze or whatever, but when you get up there, you have to go across the top of the first hill right next to the big tower, and you can't miss it. It's like 300 feet tall. There's the beginning of the bike path. It's approximately 3.48 miles long, totally constructed by all of the materials that were at hand there. Nothing was, you know, man-made, so to speak. And it's supposed to be pretty technical. I'm not a biker, and I'm hoping I can get one or two of my buddies that are bikers to get up there and give me some insights on it. I did ride it on a UTV 2 weeks ago with one of the guys that runs the ski hill because I wanted to do some video, and it's pretty cool. Between the banks and the berms and corners and whatever else you call them, the jumps, it looks to be pretty challenging. So it'd be nice to get people up there, and if they want to get in touch with me and let me know how it goes, I'm more than happy to take that feedback if we can make it better or whatever. But we're pretty excited about it. Kind of late in the season, but, you know, the crew really worked hard on it, and it's going to be nice to see it get used in 2026.
Will it be a ski trail in the winter, or is it just going to be for bikes?
No.
No.
No, it's only bikes. As a matter of fact, I believe what they're going to do is they have these big boulders that they'll take a skid steer, and they'll block the path. I mean, you can walk it if you want, mm-hmm. but I don't think they're going to allow bikes up there after, you know, November, December or so.
Yeah. Okay.
You just never know what Mother Nature's going to throw at us, you know.
Oh, I know. I know. Speaking of Mother Nature, have you ever been up on the top of Kai's Peak at night and seen northern lights? I would imagine that'd be a great spot to watch them from.
I would agree. And no, I have not. I know people that have gone up there. That is something that my wife and I will be doing at some point. You just got to kind of keep an eye on the astronomical calendar and get there at the right time. We have seen some other lights further down the road on 101 without going up the hill. Those are pretty cool. I mean, our sky is pretty open, but up there, it's a great view. It's really a great view.
Yeah, your sky is open and you have the benefit of darkness up there, which most city people never really get to see. You have to get outside of the city to enjoy that.
Right.
And of course, I'm sure there are hunting and fishing opportunities now that fall is here. Grouse and deer, bow hunting, and fall fishing as well.
All of the above. You know, I've seen numerous grouse over the last 2 weeks, whether it be on my road or elsewhere. That's been really fun. I've been trying to catch a picture of one forever, but, you know, those elusive partridge, you know, they're pretty quick on when you stop your truck and you slam the door. But, you know, I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping to take the boat out, try a couple of other lakes. I'm going to take my own boat out probably when this is being aired. Yeah, hunting, fishing, you name it. The trails are still open to go out if you have a horse. There's still plenty to do. And as long as the weather holds out for the next 3-4 weekends, should be a really great fall. And don't forget, we also have a lot of new businesses in town, coffee shop, ice cream shop, food shop. And that's not just in Florence. In Fence, we get a new one open in Tipler. We have new things going on down in Long Lake and in maybe one popping up in Spread Eagle soon. So still a lot going on around the county as we get ready for the winter. Maybe we'll see snow, maybe we won't, but, you know, we're going to make lemonade out of lemons, whatever we got to do.
There you go. Well, Eric, we will catch up with you again before the gun deer season in about a month. And meanwhile, I hope you have great weather and a lot of visitors come to Florence County to enjoy everything we talked about and more. And we will talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Eric Prince. He is Director of Florence County Economic Development. He's also President of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce. You can learn all about opportunities for fall recreation and events at exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Want a compact light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeps your hands free to climb, navigate trails, or tinker at home. 3 light modes, durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Invented for surgeons, but developed by hunters. Dex Fingerlight is faster, easier, and stealthier than a headlamp. Use our discount code DANSMALL15 for 15% off any order at Fingerlight.com.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond. And keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Don't just be aware of these safety measures. Follow them. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side. Learn more at dnr.wi.gov.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. By Crestliner Boats at Crestliner.com and by Mercury Marine at MercuryMarine.com. You can see the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend, and they've got a huge sale going on now on used and new boats and pontoons. Check out their inventory on their homepage. Winter boat storage reservations are filling up, so if you want a spot, better contact them soon. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. And we're also brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability, huntingbeastgear.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special for the last several years is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. If you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. And you can subscribe to our podcast or download episodes going back a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts. We're all over social media. You can find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. Hey, we've got some special deals courtesy of two new sponsors. Our friends at Hunting Beast Gear are offering a 10% discount on any purchase. Visit huntingbeastgear.com and enter the promo code DanSmallODW10 at checkout. And our newest sponsor is Dex Fingerlight. It's a compact flashlight that fits any finger and makes headlamps obsolete. And I keep finding new uses for mine. It's available on sale now, and you can save an additional 15% on any order. Visit fingerlight.com and use the promo code DanSmall15. You'll find details on both of these offers on my Facebook page at Dan Small Outdoors. And this week's giveaway, by the way, is a Dex Fingerlight with a carrying case. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Well, this is Deer Hunting Weekend for hunters with disabilities. Their hunt started on the 4th. It runs through Sunday the 12th. And this is also Youth Deer Hunting Weekend. Search the DNR website for details on these two hunts. Wisconsin's northernmost improv troupe, Lost in the Woods, will perform next Thursday, the 16th of October at 5:30 p.m. at the Washburn Cultural Center. For more information, visit their Facebook page at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next performance is Friday, November 7th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Get outside this weekend, and if you're in the woods, wear some blaze orange because there are deer hunters out there. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.